approaching Omicron Centi 3, sir.
Standard orbit, Mr. Pater.
Yes, sir.
Captain.
Yes, Lieutenant.
I've been transmitting a contact signal every 5 minutes as ordered, sir. All I get is dead air. Shall I continue?
Maintain transmission pattern until we've established orbit.
Yes.
Mr. Spark, there were 150 men, women, and children in that colony. What are the chances of survivors?
Absolutely none, Captain. Berthold rays is such a recent discovery. We do not yet have full knowledge of their nature. It is known, however, that living animal tissue disintegrates under exposure. Sandoval's group could not have survived after 3 years.
You're saying that those people built a future in a place knowing they might not survive?
I'm saying they knew there was a risk.
And what about us? Can we afford to send people down to the planet's surface?
The breakdown of tissue does not develop immediately. We can risk a limited exposure.
We've established orbit, sir, and I've pinpointed a settlement.
Thank you, Mr. Painter. Mr. Spark? Equip a landing party of five to accompany me to the planet's surface. Include Dr. McCoy and a biologist. I'll want them in 10 minutes. Another dream that failed. There's nothing sadder. It took these people a year to make the trip from Earth. They came all that way and died.
Hardly that, sir. Welcome to Omicron Centi 3. I'm Elias Sandoval.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Stardate 3417.3. We thought our mission to Omicron Centi 3 would be an unhappy one. We had expected to find no survivors of the agricultural colony there. Apparently, our information was incorrect.
We haven't seen anyone outside our own group for 4 years since we left the Earth. We've been expecting someone for some time. Our subspace radio didn't work properly. I'm afraid we didn't have anyone here who could master its intricacies.
Actually, Mr. Sandoval, we didn't come here because of your silent radio.
It makes little difference, Captain. You're here. We're happy to see you. Come, let me show you our settlement.
On pure speculation, just an educated guess, I'd say that man is alive.
Captain, this planet is being bombarded by Berthold rays, as our reports indicated. At this intensity, we'll be safe for a week, if necessary. But
these people shouldn't be alive.
Is it possible that they're not?
You shook hands with him, Jim. His flesh was warm. He's alive. There's no doubt about that.
There's also no question on the fact that Berthold rays are incontrovertibly deadly. There's no miracle connected with the doctor. You know that. No cures, no serums, no antidotes. If a man is exposed long enough, he dies.
Gentlemen, we're debating in a vacuum. Let's go get some answers.
Thank you.
settlements, but we have 45 colonists here.
What was the reason for the dispersal?
Well, we felt that three groups would have a better chance for growth. If disease were to strike one group, then the others would be less likely to be affected. You see, Omicron is an ideal agricultural planet. We determined not to suffer the fate of expeditions that went before us.
Elias.
Layla, come meet our guests. This is Layla Colomi, our botanist. It's Captain Kirk, Dr. McCoy, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock and I have met before. It's been a long time.
Mr. Sandoval, we do have a mission here. Examinations, tests.
By all means, make them. I think you'll find our settlement an interesting one. Our philosophy is a simple one, that men should return to a less complicated life. We have few mechanical things here. No vehicles, no weapons. We have harmony here. Complete peace.
We'll try not to interfere with your work.
Make yourselves at home, gentlemen.
What exactly are we looking for anyway, sir?
Whatever doesn't look right. Whatever that is. When it comes to farms, I wouldn't know what looked right or wrong if it were 2 feet from me. Hey. What is
it? No cows. This barn isn't even built for them, just for storage.
Come to think of it, we haven't seen any animals. No horses, no pigs, not even a dog. Nothing.
You've known the Vulcanian?
On Earth, 6 years ago.
Did you love him?
If I did, it was important only to myself.
How did he feel?
Mr. Spock's feelings were never expressed to me. It is said he has none to give.
Would you like him to stay with us now? To be as one of us?
There is no choice, Elias. He will stay.
That'll be all. Thank you very much.
Anything?
I've examined 9 men so far, varying in ages from 23 to 59. They're all in perfect condition. Textbook responses. Heart, lungs, excellent. Coordination, excellent. Reflexes, excellent. If there are many more of them, I could throw away my shingle.
Kirk here.
Spock here, Captain. There seems to be a total absence of life on the planet, with the exception of the colonists themselves and various types of flora.
Sulu had the same observation. Any explanations?
Not at the moment, sir. I'm conducting various tests with the tricorder, but results are inconclusive.
Very well, continue investigations. Kirk out.
No animals. That's peculiar.
Yes, especially in view of the fact that the records of this expedition indicate that they did have some for breeding and food purposes. Apparently, none of them survived.
I'd like to see the medical records on the expedition.
Yes, I thought you might.
Well, Captain, I've been looking for you. You haven't seen our fields and crops. I'd like to show you and the doctor what we've accomplished here.
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to bow out. I have to continue with these medical examinations. However, if I find everyone else's health to be as perfect as yours, I...
He promised to throw away his shingle.
Well, you'll find no weaklings here. Captain?
This is the reason, Captain. This soil will grow anything we plant in it. It's a perfect world. We have a moderate climate, moderate rains all year round. It gives us all we need. It is perfect.
Pardon me, Captain. Biology report ready, sir.
Well, I have work to attend to myself, Captain.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
I heard Sandoval saying they could grow anything here. That's true, sir. They've got a variety of crops in. Grains, potatoes, beans.
Make your point.
Well, sir, for an agricultural colony, they actually have very little acreage planted. There's enough to sustain a colony, but very little more.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, all one color. No keys where the pieces fit in. Why? Kirk here.
This is McCoy, Jim. I think you'd better get back here.
Troubled?
No, but I'd like you to see this for yourself.
On my way.
Vanderbilt's medical record 4 years ago when the expedition left Earth. He'd registered scar tissue on his lungs from lobar pneumonia suffered when he was a child. No major operations, but there was an appendectomy. Received all required inoculations, etc.
What's so strange about that?
Nothing. But I examined that man not more than 2 hours ago, and you know what his readings were? Perfect, perfect, and perfect, just like everyone else I've examined here.
Instrument malfunction?
No. I thought of that, and I tested it on myself. It accurately recorded my lack of tonsils and those two broken ribs I had once. It did not record the scar tissue on Sandoval's lungs, but it did record a healthy appendix where one was supposedly removed.
Nothing. Not even insects. Yet your plants grow and you've survived the exposure to Bertholdt rays.
That can be explained.
Please do.
Later.
I've never understood the female capacity to avoid a direct answer to any question.
And I never understood you. Until now. There was always a place in here where no one could come. There was only the face you allow people to see. Only one side you'd allow them to know.
I would like to know how your people have managed to survive here.
I missed you.
Logically, you should all be dead.
If I tell you how we survive, will you try to understand how we feel about our life here? About each other?
Emotions are alien to me. I'm a scientist.
Someone else might believe that. Your shipmates, your captain. But not me. Come.
Mr. Sandoval, within the hour, I've received orders from Starfleet Command to evacuate all personnel from this colony. Naturally, you'll inform your people to begin preparations. We will have accommodations for you aboard the Enterprise.
No.
It's not an arbitrary decision on my part, sir. I have my orders.
Captain, it's entirely unnecessary. We're in no danger here.
We've explained the Bertholdt rays to you and their effect. Can't you understand?
Doctor, how can I make you understand? Your own instruments have shown that we're all in perfect health. We've had no deaths here.
What about your animals?
We're vegetarians.
That doesn't answer my question, sir. Why did all your animals die?
Captain, you stress very unimportant matters. Will not leave.
It's not much further.
You've not yet explained the nature of this thing.
Its basic properties and elements are not important. What is important is it gives life, peace, love.
What you're describing was once known in the vernacular as a happiness pill. And you, as a scientist, should know that that's not possible.
Come. I was one of the first to find them. The spores.
Spores?
Captain hurt?
No, I can't. Please don't.
Not like this. It didn't hurt us.
I am not like you.
Now you belong to all of us, and we to you. There's no need to hide your inner face any longer. We understand.
I love you. I can love you.
Captain's log, supplemental. We have been ordered by Starfleet Command to evacuate the colony on Omicron 3. However, the colony leader, Elias Sandoval, has refused all cooperation and will not listen to any arguments.
Sandoval.
Captain, your arguments are very valid, but they do not apply to us.
You're being unreasonable.
Well, nevertheless, excuse me.
Excuse me. My orders are to remove all the colonists. And that's exactly what I intend to do, with or without your help.
Without, I should think.
Would you like to use a butterfly net on him?
No, Jack? I don't think I'll use a...
Captain, we've checked out everything. It all seems normal, except for the absence of any animals.
We have orders to evacuate all colonists to Starbase 27. I want landing parties to coordinate the colonists and prepare them to transport up to the ship. We'll need extra accommodations aboard. Where's Mr. Spock and Mr. DeSalle?
We haven't seen them since we began our check.
DeSalle said he was going to examine some native plants he found. Did Spock call in at all?
No, he didn't. Spock, see the landing parties, will you, Mr. Sulu?
Yes, sir.
Spock.
That one looks like a dragon. See the tail and dorsal spines.
I've never seen a dragon.
I have. On Berengaria 7. But I've never stopped to look at clouds before. Or rainbows. You know, I can tell you exactly why one appears in the sky. But considering its beauty has always been out of the question.
Not here.
Yes, what did you want?
Spock, is that you?
Yes, Captain. What did you want?
Where are you?
I don't believe I want to tell you.
Spock, I don't know what you think you're doing. But this is an order. Report back to me at the settlement in 10 minutes. We're evacuating all colonists to Starbase 27.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so what?
I don't think so, sir.
Spock, report to me immediately.
Spock, acknowledge.
Spock.
The frequency is open, but he doesn't answer.
That didn't sound at all like Spock, Jim.
No. I thought you said you might like him if he mellowed a little.
I didn't say that.
You said that. I...
Not exactly. Well, he might be in trouble.
Yes, take over the landing party detail. Start getting those colonists aboard.
Well, how'll you find Spock?
The frequency is open. It'll act as a homing device. Contact the cell. Have them meet you here. Make sure the landing party works in teams of two. I don't want anybody left alone down here.
Spock?
What are you doing with those things, DeSalle?
Want you to take a good close look at these, Doc. They're very interesting.
Spock. Are you out of your mind? You were told to report to me at once.
I didn't want to, Jim.
Yes, I can see that. Miss Colomi, you'll have to come back with us to the settlement and prepare to transport up to the ship.
There'll be no evacuation, Jim. But perhaps we should go back and get you straightened out.
Mr. Sulu, Mr. Spock is under arrest and he's in your custody until we get back to the Enterprise.
Very well. Come with me. Mr. Sulu understands, don't you, Mr. Sulu?
Yes. I see now. Of course we can't remove the colony. It'd be wrong.
I don't know what these plants are or how they work. But you're all going back to the settlement with me, and those colonists are going aboard the ship.
I can see the captain is going to be difficult.
Ready to beam up.
Hiya, Jimmy boy.
Hey, I've taken care of everything. Now, all y'all got to do is just relax. Doctor's orders.
How many of those did you beam up?
Oh, must be might nigh on to 100 by now.
Hey, Doc, I'm ready to energize. Everything okay with those plants?
This is the captain. Beam me up.
Well, sure, if you want.
I most certainly do. Energize.
Lieutenant, put me through to Admiral Comac at Starfleet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that? Follow standard procedure. That's an order.
Oh, I know it is, Captain. But you see, all communications are out.
Out?
I short-circuited them. Except for ship to surface, we'll need that for a while. It's really for the best, Captain.
Back to your stations. Get back to your stations.
I'm sorry, sir. We're all transporting down to join the colony.
I said get back to your station.
No, sir.
This is mutiny, mister.
Yes, sir. It is.
Captain's log, stardate 3417.5. The pod plants have spread spores throughout the ship, carried by the ventilation system. Under their influence, my crew is deserting to join the Omicron colony, and I can't stop them. I don't know why I have not been infected, nor can I get Dr. McCoy to explain the physical, psychological aspects of the infection.
I'm not interested in any physical, psychological aspects, Jim boy. We all perfectly healthy down here.
I've heard that word a lot lately. Perfect. Everything's perfect.
Yeah, that's right. That's just what it is.
How about you've even grown your tonsils back?
Sure enough. Hey, Jim boy, Y'all ever have a real cold Georgia-style nut julep, huh?
Look, Bones, I need your help. Can you run tests, blood samples, anything at all to give us a lead on what these things are, how to counteract them?
Who wants to counteract paradise, Jim boy?
McCoy out.
Bones. Bones.
Almost the entire ship's complement has been down.
I'm very pleased. The entire landing operation is proceeding quite well.
Where's McCoy?
He went off to create something called a mint julep. That's a drink, Jim.
Captain, why don't you join us?
In your own private paradise.
The spores have made it that.
Where did they originate?
It's impossible to say. They drifted through space until they finally landed here. You see, they actually thrive on Berthold rays. The plants act as a repository for thousands of microscopic spores until they find a human body to inhabit.
In return, they give you complete health and peace of mind.
That's paradise.
We have no need or want, Captain.
It's a true Eden, Jim. There's belonging and love.
No wants, no needs. We weren't meant for that, none of us. Man stagnates if he has no ambition, no desire to be more than he is.
We have what we need.
Except a challenge.
You don't understand, Jim. But you'll come around, sooner or later. Join us. Please.
I'm going back to the ship. Chemistry lab. Security. Is there anyone on board? This is the captain. Captain's log, star date 3417.7. Except for myself, all crew personnel are transported to the surface of the planet. Mutinied. Lieutenant Uhura has effectively sabotaged the communication station. I can only contact the surface of the planet. Ship can be maintained in orbit for several months, but even with automatic controls, I cannot pilot her alone. In effect, I am marooned here. Just how big this ship really is. How quiet. I don't know how to get my crew back. How to counteract the effect of the spores. I don't know what I can offer against paradise.
Enterprise to Mr. Spock.
Yes, Jim, what is it now?
I've joined you. I understand now.
Wonderful, Jim. When will you beam down?
There's some things in my quarters I want to pack.
Good. Layla and I will meet you at the beam down point.
Kirk out.
Needs anger.
Captain's log supplemental. I think I've discovered the answer. Carry out my plan entails considerable risk. Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Enterprise to Mr. Spock.
Spock here.
It's Jim.
What's keeping you, Jim? We've been waiting.
I've been packing some things, and I realize there's some equipment here that we should have down at the settlement.
You know, we can't come back on board once the last of us has left.
Do you want me to beam up a party?
No, I think you and I can handle it. Why don't you beam up now?
Just a moment. It won't take long. Do you mind?
I'll wait.
Ready to beam up, Jim?
Energizing.
All right, you mutinous, disloyal, computerized half-breed. We'll see about you deserting my ship.
The term half-breed is somewhat applicable, but computerized is inaccurate. A machine can be computerized, not a man.
What makes you think you're a man? You're an overgrown jackrabbit, an elf with a hyperactive thyroid.
Jim, I don't understand.
Of course you don't understand. You don't have the brains to understand. All you have is printed circuits.
Captain, if you'll excuse me.
What can you expect from a simpering, devil-eared freak whose father was a computer and his mother an encyclopedia?
My mother was a teacher. My father, an ambassador.
Your father was a computer, like his son. An ambassador from a planet of traitors. The Vulcan never lived who had an ounce of integrity.
Captain, please don't.
You're a traitor from a race of traitors. Disloyal to the core. Rotten, like the rest of your subhuman race. And you've got the gall to make love to that girl.
That's enough.
Does she know what she's getting, Spock?
carcass full of memory banks who should be squatting on a mushroom. Instead of passing himself off as a man, he belonged in a circus, Spock. Not a starship. Right next to the dog-faced boy.
Took to get under that thick hide of yours. Anyhow, I don't know what you're so mad about. It isn't every first officer who gets to belt his captain several times.
You did that to me deliberately.
Believe me, Mr. Spock, it was painful in more ways than one.
The spores, they're gone. I don't belong anymore.
You said they were benevolent and peaceful. Violent emotions. Overwhelm them. Destroy them. I had to make you angry enough to shake off their influence. That's the answer, Mr. Spock.
That may be correct, Captain. But trying to initiate a brawl with over 500 crewmen and colonists is hardly logical.
I had something else in mind. Can you put together a subsonic transmitter, something we can hook into the communication station and broadcast over the communicator?
It can be done.
Good. Let's get to work.
Captain. Striking a fellow officer is a court-martial offense.
Well, if we're both in the brig, who's going to build the subsonic transmitter?
That is quite logical, Captain.
Well, now, it's a little early to be counting stars, Miss Layla.
I'm waiting for Mr. Spock and the captain to transport down. They have some equipment to be moved. But it's been so long. I wish he'd come back.
Well, now, I think I can fix that for you. Enterprise?
Enterprise, Spock here.
This is Layla. I borrowed the doctor's communicator. I was worried something might have happened to you.
You are all right, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I'm quite well.
Can I come aboard? I've never seen a starship before.
And I want to talk to you.
Are you still at the beam down point? And is the doctor there?
Yes, to both questions.
Give your communicator back to Dr. McCoy. You won't need it to beam up. It'll take a few moments. Just wait there. Out.
Mr. Spock. Miss Colomi is strictly your concern, but should you talk to her while she's still under the influence of the spore?
I'll be back shortly, Captain.
With us, are you? I felt something was wrong.
It was necessary.
come back to the planet with me. You can belong again. Oh, come back with me, please.
I can't.
I love you. I said that 6 years ago, and I can't seem to stop repeating myself. On Earth, you couldn't give anything of yourself. Couldn't even put your arms around me. We couldn't have anything together there. We couldn't have anything together anyplace else. But we're happy here. I can't lose you now, Mr. Spock. I can't.
I have a responsibility to this ship. That man on the bridge. I am what I am, Layla. And if there are self-made purgatories, then we all have to live in them. Mine can be no worse than someone else's.
I have lost you, haven't I? Not only you. I've lost all of it. The spores. I've lost them too.
The captain discovered that strong emotions and needs destroy the spore influence.
And this is for my good? Do you mind if I say I still love you? Told me if you had another name, Mr. Spock.
You couldn't pronounce it.
I'll not hear this, of course. It'll be more a sensation of feeling it.
So somebody had put itching powder on their skin.
Precisely. Now it should begin to work on their nerves in a few minutes.
Sorry, Giselle.
What do you think you're doing?
I said I was sorry.
More like you're clumsy.
If you hadn't gotten in my way...
Well, Doctor, I've been thinking about what sort of work I could assign you to.
What do you mean? What sort of work? I'm a doctor.
Not anymore, of course. We don't need you, not as a doctor.
Oh, no? You'd like to see just how fast I can put you in a hospital?
I am the leader of this colony. I'll assign you to whatever work I think is suitable.
Just a minute. Better make me a mechanic. Then I can treat little tin gods like you. Sorry, Sandoval. I don't know what made me do that.
We've done nothing here. No accomplishment, no progress. 3 years wasted. We wanted to make this planet a garden.
You can't stay here. You can't survive without the spores.
After you've cleared at the starbase, you could be relocated. It depends upon what you want.
I think we'd like to get some work done. The work we started out to do.
Enterprise.
Enterprise. Spock here.
This is McCoy. Sandoval would like to talk to the captain.
Just a moment. They're all beginning to call in, Captain. Rather contritely, I should say. Sandoval wishes to speak to you.
Put him on the speaker. Kirk here.
Oh, Captain. As I understood it, you were to transport us to Starbase 27. We'll give you every cooperation.
Start making preparations, Mr. Sandoval. We'll begin transporting your people aboard as soon as more of our crew checks in.
Well, Jim, I've just examined the last of the colonies. They're all in absolutely perfect, perfect health. A fringe benefit left over by the spores.
Good.
Well, that's the second time man's been thrown out of paradise.
No. It's this time we walked out on our own. Maybe we weren't meant for paradise. Maybe we were meant to fight our way through. Struggle. Claw our way up. Scratch for every inch of the way. Maybe we can't stroll to the music of the lute. We must march to the sound of drums.
Poetry, Captain. Non-regulation.
We haven't heard much from you about Omicron Seti III, Mr. Spock.
I have little to say about it, Captain. Except that for the first time in my life, I was happy.